gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike over at CRN, and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by... Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats in your household than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And you can find it at VitacraftUS.us. You can also find it at Walmart.com. And you can find it in your favorite pet store. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs. You can find those and get 10% off by entering the word PETS in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. So check it out. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets. Listening to Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That was one of the songs from a movie, Never Let Go, with Halle Berry. I'll tell you about that one in just a second, but I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there and a big welcome to KCBQ in San Diego, California, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. Steve Brodsky and the gang out there, big shout-out and hello. Also, KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, AM 630 and 101.1 FM. That's Michael Chavez and the gang out there. And Coos Bay, Oregon, and KBAR, AM 1230 in Rupert, Idaho. Scotty and the gang there. Big shout-out to everybody listening in those areas. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. And, by the way, we are open to your training and your behavior questions. Also, if you have Alexa, you can tell Alexa to go to CRN4 on TuneIn, and you can tune in to Talkin' Pets there. Also, you can find us at TalkinPets.com and click on the Live button, and you can listen to us there, as well as any CRN shows during the week. But we want to hear from you. 818-818-6401, that's the number. By the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
man, gotta unwind. West through the cineplex to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only way to see them. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? So he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tight. Always next to my seat, loose time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to try out these top five movies as of last week. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. $207 million in 2 weeks. I'd say it's doing pretty good. Did you go see it?
I did. I went with some friends. We went down to Johnson City, Tennessee, to an awesome theater and saw
a fun movie
after a great lunch. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I thought it held up well for being 38 years after the first one.
Has it been that long?
But yeah,
it
38
been that
years.
Long.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But
we did the math that
kid,
day.
So.
Well, then I guess maybe it has been that long. And it did hold up well. Look at the money that it's making. $207 million in 2 weeks. Not bad. So, and that's domestically in the box office. So, well, Speak No Evil was number two. It's made $17 million in its opening week. I liked the movie. I enjoyed it, actually. It was pretty good. And the lead actor in there, McAvoy, wow. He is fearsome and horrific and great as an actor in this movie. Speak No Evil. You might want to check that one. Deadpool and Wolverine, $624 million in 8 weeks. The movie is well over $1 billion worldwide, making tons of money. So I would expect there's probably going to be another one. But I think they can leave out the love scene between Deadpool and the ugliest dog in the world. it was a little bizarre. But Am I Racist was number four, made $7.3 million in 1 week. And I can answer that question. No way. Am I? So I don't even know anything about that movie. But it made $7 million in its opening week. That's pretty good, actually. Reagan made $25 million in 3 weeks, so not doing too bad. So those are your top five movies, but I did get to screen, actually, two movies this week. And the two that I got to go see was, of course, Never Let Go. That's by Lionsgate, and it's a movie with Halle Berry. Actually, the movie, it was mediocre for me. It was a little bizarre. I don't think the writers... Unless I'm missing something, but I spoke to people after the movie, and everybody was confused. So there's some confusion about what the actual story was about. It's a cool film. Halle Berry does well, but the two kids in the movie are phenomenal. They do so good. And so I would go see it just for those kids. And it's an interesting movie. It's just at the end of it, you're going to be looking at your friend going, do you understand, like, what the meaning was? And the pub, you go, no, I have no idea. So, anyway, but the one movie that I did go see, and it's all over the news right now, it's the movie Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. I will say, if you go see it, bring a box of tissues. If you don't kind of relate to Christopher Reeve and the fact that he's paralyzed from the neck down, this story will make you think about your family and your friends and ones that you have lost and ones that have, you know, are dealing. Those are the true heroes, the ones that are actually dealing with things like this, and they carry on, because there's a lot of people that don't want to. And Christopher Reeve, actually, in this documentary biography that's out in theaters, select theaters right now, he was wondering about continuing, but he did. Until it was no longer his choice. But it's an interesting movie to see the life of Christopher Reeve and how he got started, how he became Superman, and how they filmed some of the stuff. And then also you get to see a lot of raw footage of his family and what they did. And Chris was actually very avid in the outdoors, fishing and playing ball and dressage. He loved riding horses, but little would he know that riding a horse was going to be the downfall of his career. And his life as he knew it. But it's amazing what this man went through. So I did give that movie 4 paws out of 4, so I highly
awesome.
Recommend going to see Superman. Nothing like it. And if you've seen him in those films are still very great to this day. Granted, they're a lot more CGI and a lot more green screen and everything than they've ever been, but Christopher Reeve did a great job, and I'm sure he's everybody's Superman still out there. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. If you get a chance, go see Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, and you can check out Never Let Go. But those are the movies. You can find them at TalkinPets.com. Click on Movie Reviews, and you can read all of my reviews. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
looks like a white fuzz on bats' faces, which is how the disease got its name. PD grows in cold, dark, and damp places. It attacks the bare skin of the bats while they're hibernating in a relatively inactive state. As it grows, PD causes changes in bats that make them become active more than usual and burn fat that they need to survive the winter. Bats with white nose syndrome may do strange things like fly outside in the daytime during the winter. Biologists first saw bats sick and dying from white nose syndrome in 2007 in caves near Albany, New York. However, cave explorers in the area had taken photos of the white powder on their noses a year before. PD was unknown to science until it was found in North American bats. After that, researchers began looking for it elsewhere and found it in bats in Europe and Asia, where the bats do not appear to get as sick as they do in North America. We don't know how PD got here or where it's from. PD spores can last a long time on surfaces such as clothes, shoes, and outdoor gear, so even though people do not get white nose syndrome, we can unknowingly move the fungus from one place to another. No matter how it got here, white nose syndrome continues to spread rapidly across the United States and Canada, mostly through bat-to-bat contact. PD can also live in areas without bats, so bats can pick up the fungus from the environment as well. PD syndrome has killed millions of bats in North America. At some sites, 90 to 100% of bats have died. Several species are affected, with the largest being hit in North America are the northern large-eared bat, the little brown bat, and the tricolored bat. Other species like Virginia's big-eared bat have been found with PD, but they don't show signs of being sick with the syndrome. There is no cure for white nose syndrome, but scientists from all over the world are working together to study the disease, how it spreads and infects bats, and what we can do to control it. Several experimental treatments, including a vaccine and making changes to bat habitats, are in progress and will hopefully lead to increased survival of bats from this devastating disease. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm not right side up. I'm upside down. Hello, pleased to meet you. I'm a bat. I'm guessing that you probably figured out that from my decision to take the position of upside down. I sleep all day. I'm up all night. I'm up all night. I know that doesn't seem right, but all I need is the twinkling moonlight. That's all I need. Upside down, hanging around. I'm all right side up. I'm upside down. I like it when I look up. I can see the ground hanging around. Ever since I've been a little bat pup, you're upside down, spin my right side up. Wouldn't it be crazy if you spent your days being upside down? The only trouble with being a bat is when you're hanging around, well, you can't wear a hat. Gravity gets in the way of that, but that's okay, I'm not a hat bat anyway. Who needs a hat when you're hanging from the ceiling? It's the best feeling when you're hanging from the ceiling. Can't imagine anything more appealing than hanging around. Upside down, hanging around.
I don't know if I can hang upside down for too long. The blood going to the brain. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why that doesn't do that in bats.
Did you hear the little bat sounds when you were doing your story?
Yes, I did. I love bats.
I do too. And they're very needy.
They're so cool.
I mean, not that they're needy, but we need them out there in the environment.
But you have to be super careful because they are the highest carrier of rabies.
Yeah, that, and then, of course, we're, you know, spelunkers, that's it. I almost said cadavers. But spelunkers would go into the caves, and then they would, you know, end up getting rabies because of all the bat dung. So you got to be very careful on all of that. But, yeah, I do like bats. Not that I want to hold one or have one as a pet, but they're very needy to the environment, that's for sure.
I've held one before out in California, but... it was in a bat habitat, but it was a giant fox bat. So it was kind of like, holding onto a monkey. They were really big. They're huge. Yeah, it was really cool. I wanted to get one as a pet, but my husband at the time refused.
Well, your husband was right. So anyway.
Let the games begin.
Okay, so if you name this animal sound, what animal makes this sound? You got a choice. You can go, we've got some prizes. We do have Vitacraft. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with the purr sticks for your cats. We do have also from Good Pets Foods, you can go with a variety pack of Daily Multi, Daily Probiotic, and Hip and Joint Plus. These are supplement treats for your dogs. We also have a collapsible water bowl you could take with you anywhere from Talking Pets. We have a dog book and a cat book. You can go with those. We also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And that is about reptiles. I have an Easy Walk No Pull Harness. It comes in a small medium, and it's the color of it is apple and gray. And it's for a dog probably about 25 pounds.
And so we not mine.
Also, not yours. Also, we have a pendant of a turtle, which is a piece of jewelry. You can wear it on your chest or blouse, whatever. Or, I mean, however you want to, if you want to pin your chest. And we do have a calendar for 2025 from pageaday.com. You can pick a calendar for next year. I know I like to have mine early because when you're making like appointments for doctors or whatever, we're already making appointments into the new year of 2025. So you can go with one of those. So pick up the phone. Give us a call at 818-818-6401 if you know what animal makes this sound. What animal makes that sound? So if you know what it is, give us a call.
Alrighty then.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You can find them in like places like Saudi Arabia.
What? I was thinking Jurassic Park.
Well, yeah, it does sound like a dinosaur, kind of. Maybe that's the sound that they used for one of the dinosaurs, but not Jurassic Park, unless it was going to be food. So, what creature is that makes that sound? Take a shot at it, 818-818-6401, and you might win a prize. So, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. And we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. Does your dog, you have a big Rotty.
Yes, I do.
Which weighs about what? 100 and how many pounds?
Well, normally he's, 150, but he's lost, I think, 3 pounds.
How old is he now?
He just turned 8.
8. So
yes.
He's up there in his age, but you exercise him, you feed him well, and he's doing good.
I make all of his food for him. It's not a raw diet, but I do make all of his food. He eats a lot of organ meat. He's better than me, and he takes 2 to 3 hikes in the mountains a day. So yes, he's very healthy.
That's where the missing hikers are at.
Your mind was just saying, that was going to be my comment.
But anyway. I'm more dangerous than the dog is, trust me. When somebody's coming at me on a trail, you better get out of my way.
A dog's eating organs.
All right. Hey, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you take a guess on that animal sound. You could be a winner of a prize. 818-818-6401. Thinking
I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
The 10th Annual Oxford Animal Ethics Summer School will be held at Merton College, Oxford, from the 4th to the 7th of August, 2025, and the subject is The Ethics of Captivity. The summer school, organized by the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, is now calling for abstracts of possible presentations to be submitted by experts interested in speaking at the event. Billions of animals are kept captive worldwide every year. The range of confinements include the use of animals in agriculture, fur farming, experimentation, aquaculture, fashion, breeding, and trade, as well as menageries, zoos, canned hunts, circuses, and aquariums. The 10th Annual Ethics Summer School will address fundamental questions like how many, if any, of these practices can be morally justified. Why would humans want to keep animals captive on such a vast scale? What harm is done to animals by denying them their basic desire to be free? What can be done legally, culturally, and politically to help humans move beyond this worldwide practice? Academics worldwide, including historians, biologists, social scientists, legal scholars, psychologists, theologians, philosophers, veterinarians, as well as professional animal practitioners, are invited to join the Oxford Animal Ethics Summer School to discuss this important and under-researched area of moral inquiry. All selected papers will be considered for publication in a book volume or in the Journal of Animal Ethics. The summer school is now in its 10th year, and annually over 70 speakers and 150 attendees from all over the globe. Photos and short films on each of the previous summer schools can be viewed on the center's website. And you can find those websites on our Talking Pets Radio homepage in today's stories. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
September 1st, seven sled dogs in Akaik, Alaska, suffered a brutal death at the hands of 23-year-old Charles Ivan, who chained them by the neck and viciously beat them with a stick. According to an Alaskan State Trooper statement, Ivan walked to his father's dog, Ard, removed seven sled dogs from their tethers, chained them from their necks, and used a stick to beat them to death. These dogs were innocent victims of an unhinged man's wrath, chained with no way to escape and forces to witness each other's horrific death. With the bail set at $20,000, Charles Ivan remains detained at this time of the news. For more information and to sign the petition against this evil man, visit www.animalvictory.org. That's www.animalvictory.org. And visit TalkingPets.com for more news, archive shows, and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
Sign the petition.
To Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We're going to go out and speak with, I think this is the professor. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
How have you been?
Good. And how about you folks?
We're good. We're good. I don't know. If,
good.
Are you watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio or...
I'm listening to you on AM radio, sir.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Better yet. And but I thought maybe you were seeing we changed the studio around a little bit, so I was going to comment.
Yeah.
But this is, so America knows, this is Professor John calling. So every so often he'll take a shot at the animal sound or the trivia, and I would say probably 85 to 90% of the time he is absolutely correct. Maybe more. But we'll see if he's correct on this one. What is this?
Maybe less, John, but I'm pretty sure it's a camel. But is it a single hump or a dromedary? What's the double hump called?
Oh, a dromedary is the one with the one hump. I know that. The two hump... not sure, actually. Do you know, Professor?
Gotcha.
You do got me. But do I got you? Do you know what the two hump is?
No, I only knew the dromedary.
I knew the dromedary, too. We'll have to find out what the two hump is. Devin will research that one and let us know. So do you want to go with a prize? We have quite a bit. We have the cat treats. We have the calendars for 2025. And
John,
we also,
that's what I would like is a 2025 calendar. Are they a wall calendar?
Yeah, it's a wall calendar. And let's see. I've got the travel cats. Do you want to go with that one? Do you like cats?
Sure. Why not? That sounds great.
All right. I'm going to mark that one off. That John, the professor, took the travel cats calendar, and you got that coming out to you.
Sure. Appreciate it. And great talking to you folks. Always listen to you. Just don't call in unless... I need something, which I do now.
Now you got it. So,
thank
John,
you.
It's always a pleasure, John. Stay on the line and speak
always.
With Mike. He'll get your info, and we'll ship it out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. That's Professor John out there in Idaho. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. Should you have a training question or a behavior question? Devin, did you come up with an answer?
Yeah, I can't pronounce it, though, so I'm going to leave it to you.
Oh, thanks. it's a Bactrian. Bactrian candle. Camel.
Yeah.
Candle. Camel.
Thank you. That's why I didn't do it.
A Bactrian camel.
Yep.
You know, it kind of reminds me of a medication that I'm allergic to. That's why I knew when you said it.
It's also known as the Mongolian camel.
The Mongolian camel. Two humps rather than one. And the one is the dromedary.
Yes.
So,
dromedary. Yes, that is correct.
Now we got it. So, Jilly, I have a question for you.
I may have an answer, John.
Why do dogs have a tendency when you're relaxing or sitting, or no matter what you're doing, your dogs always seem to stare at you?
You know, I loved that article that you sent me because my son, Xerxes, my German Rottweiler, does all but two of those constantly. So I am always being stared at. I'm just used to it. A lot of times.
Because you're so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
See, I can say something nice.
I believe that most of it is, well, with my particular dog, he is excruciatingly attentive to training. So everything I do, he thinks is, he has to be a part of it. So he wants to be told exactly what to do, where to go, how to do it. But a lot of times it's just, my gosh, I love you so much, Mom. Can I have something to eat?
And I think that has a lot to do with it, is because like the same thing, you know, you've got dogs, I've got cats, plus other things. But with my cats, they'll do that too, especially Shadow. Shadow will just constantly stare at me. Like, she'll lock in on me and she'll just do a dead stare. But any animal that does that to you, for the most part, if they're your pet, by the way, it's like a bonding and affection like concept.
And then, you know, they go on to say seeking attention, which, very true, and Xerxes, you know, he's a very, very needy dog. Hunger or desire for food, or just, you know, like the training issue, reading your cues. The ones that don't comply to me but can be for a lot of other people are confusion and uncertainty, because they're not just sure what to do or what you expect of them. It could be, you know, in a terrible incident that it's a sign of stress or discomfort. But, you know, with him and a lot of my other Rottweilers, because that's my breed, I've always found that, you know, they're really paying attention to my emotions. And, you know, what I'm thinking, like, if I'm upset and I'm crying, oh boy, they are just like at my feet. Sometimes they'll put their arm around me because they're big enough to do that and comfort me. They're very aware of everything that's going on constantly in my life. And as you know, if you've ever owned a large dog too, you certainly can't go to the bathroom by yourself without them coming and sitting and staring at you.
Oh, no, I think that's almost any pet, because my cats are the same way. I'm like, I always say, this is my litter box. Why are you staring at me? I'm like, this is my me time. And the thing that my pure white cat has a tendency of doing this, who is Winter. And when I'm on my throne, if you know what I mean, and I'm looking at my cell phone or maybe even reading, you know, looking at a magazine or something, she will come and she wants love and attention. Always at that time. She'll jump up and she'll like knock things out of my hand, because it's like she thinks that my potty time is her party time. So it's like, no, this is my litter box time. So, but they don't necessarily get it. At least not her.
Yeah. You know, I've been interrupted in the shower, and then I have to dry him when I'm done. I can't go swimming without him swimming right alongside me, unless I, you know, chain him to a tree on the shore, and then he just barks and howls like, good God, lady, why did you leave me here all by myself? I really think it's just love. But yes, there are many different circumstances that, you know.
And one of the circumstances could be food, because I know my cat Summer is like that. She will stare me down if she wants food in her bowl. If it's empty, I know right away what she wants. And then when I go in the other room and I see her bowl is empty, she'll be like sitting there looking, it's about time, Daddy. It's about time. Put my food in the bowl.
Eating is a huge issue, because it's just the streams of drool coming out of this humongous face just going, please save me the last bite.
Yep.
Can I lick the plate? Mom, can I lick the plate? Mom.
You know, I've got a big problem with my cat Shadow wanting ice cream. And I'll tell you the story when we come back. Anyway,
okay.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You chose things to numb it all instead of letting go. Now it bites you on the ass and it opens the blows. You've had enough.
Hi,
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platforms.
For more information, go to ibm.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Scientists have been struggling to find out the cause of the abnormal behavior sawfish have been experiencing in the Florida Keys since last fall. But now they might have a breakthrough. The endangered species, known for its long snout with pointy teeth sticking out of it, resembling a saw, have been seen spinning and dying in an unusual mortality event. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reports that 54 sawfish were killed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced an emergency response in March for the endangered animals. Now, experts concluded the fish died from a combined exposure to multiple toxins, according to an article by the National Geographic. Bethany Allegra reported that this could have originated from multiple species of dinoflagellates, which is a type of microscopic algae. Based on the data, there were signs of disease or infection. Florida Fish and Wildlife also ruled out dissolved oxygen, salinity, pH, temperature, and red tide as causes of the behavior or death. Usually, the dinoflagellates live on seagrass and on the seafloor, but for some reason, they moved upwards. Sawfish also tend to stay on the ocean bottom, since that's where they hunt for food. The initial breakthrough came with Michael Parsons, a marine ecologist at the Florida Gulf Coast University, found higher levels of dinoflagellates in water samples, according to the article. The algae produces a neurotoxin called Shigella toxin. When humans eat seafood infected with this, they can experience vomiting, nausea, and neurological symptoms, according to the National Organization for Rare Disorders. Marine scientist Allison Robertson told the others that her team found multiple toxins in the livers and gills of symptomatic fish. That means high concentrations of the toxin laden water passed through sawfish gills, causing the neurological impacts. They also ingested toxin-laden prey, according to the article. Now, throughout the past few months, people have reported seeing the spinning fish in the Florida Keys. In May, the Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium rescued a sawfish that was spotted swimming in circles. The animal ended up being euthanized after receiving critical care when its condition worsened. That month, officials also reported a decrease in incidence of death of distressed fish. Gil McRae, director of the Commission's Fish and Wildlife Research Institution, mentioned the toxins in a statement in May. Everything is pointing to what is likely a naturally occurring species or multiple species of algae that produce low levels of toxins. These are neurotoxins that would be consistent with the behavioral changes that we've seen in fish. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, archive shows, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I'm swimming in the ocean, so detached from my emotions. And I'm wondering why I'm here again. Nothing on the horizon, only the songs of the sirens. I can trust their voices in my head. Oh, why does this happen every time? Oh, why it's so hard to be fine. Swimming in circles, swimming in circles, swimming in circles. Tell me why.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. The number is 818-818-6401. When you call in, say hi to Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and we'd like to hear from you with your training or your behavior questions. So, we were talking about why dogs stare at you and so on and so forth. But
yes.
One of the things, too, Julie, the dogs also, like with each other or other dogs, they read our language, don't they?
Oh, very much so. Their body language is something I've studied since I was a little girl. And I can tell how they're feeling or what they're thinking just by my dogs. I have learned everything about them. And watching the way they are when you have multiple dogs is very, very interesting because, yes, their body language will change very much in any kind of, you know, situation that comes up, even if it's just play outside or if it's, you know, one being the leader of the pack, you know, on a hike or who's getting in the car first or who's getting out of the car first. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that is how dogs learn, is basically from the fact of just watching things and
yes.
And how bodies are and so on and so forth. So, you know, and they learn out in the wild, too, with wild animals. They're always watching behaviors and so on and so forth. So what about, like, sometimes they'll go through a confusion or an uncertainty?
I've seen that more with my males because females tend to take the lead. So I've seen the males sit back and just watch, you know, until they know it's okay for them to join in. Because
kind of like a lion pride.
That, yeah. So because the females are always the leader of the pack. So it's interesting to see.
Really?
Well, yes. In dogs, females are normally the leader of the pack. And because they will always put the males in their place, and the males will wait as well, you know. And I feed all the dogs at the same time, but the way I line up their feeding stations, the lead female always gets the bowl set down first. So I'm letting her know that she's the ruler of the pack.
You know, I want to say before we end the hour too. So one time I was really bad. And I was talking about my cat, Shadow, and I was sitting on the couch, and I gave her a little taste of ice cream on a spoon.
Oh, and she didn't get sick?
No. But she, every time I go in the freezer, and she knows when I'm in the freezer and I get an ice cream spoon, what I'm going to do. And she is on that couch next to me until I finish that bowl of ice cream. Every
oh, wow.
single time. So,
you know,
I was
guilty. My dogs
and she,
throw up.
She knows it. Hey, by the way, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. If you're looking to buy a pet or get a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue. For myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.